It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. New Mexico state health officials on Thursday announced a record 672 additional COVID-19 cases in the state. That includes 89 new cases in Doñana County, 14 new cases in Luna County, 5 new cases in Grant County, 3 new cases in Hidalgo County, and 2 new cases in Otero County, as well as 6 new cases among individuals being held by federal agencies at the Otero County Prison Facility. As of Thursday, there were 150 individuals hospitalized in New Mexico for COVID-19. The Department of Health on Thursday also reported one additional death in the state related to COVID-19. That was a female in her 70s from Luna County. Officials say the individual was hospitalized and had underlying conditions. The number of deaths of New Mexico residents related to COVID-19 as of Thursday was at 922. More state restrictions in New Mexico have been announced after a rise in COVID-19 hospitalizations. Madison Staten has the story.
Don't go out, don't go out, don't go out. If we don't stay home, the mitigation efforts I'm about to re-announce probably aren't going to be enough.
The message out of the state's weekly COVID-19 press conference was clear. New Mexicans will need to be extra vigilant in the face of the virus, as the number of positive cases continues to climb. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham reported hospitalizations are up 74% this month.
These are the highest levels we've been at in a very bad way. So New Mexico's been leading the Southwest in low positivity rates, controllable transmission of COVID-19. And now we're in those columns where we're leading the country, if not in the number one position, nearing it for uncontrollable spread.
Grisham announced all food and drink establishments who serve alcohol will now be required to close by 10 p.m. She also spoke about the need for lodging occupancy to be reduced.
Maximum occupancy for hotels or placing of lodging is reduced. Visitors and residents from high-risk states, and if you're looking at what's going around the country, that's now nearly every state, have to quarantine for 14 days in addition to the length of stay in New Mexico.
In addition, in-person gatherings will now be limited to 5 people, with the state suggesting outings be limited to work, errands, and self-care needs. The governor specifically highlighted travel to El Paso as being especially problematic.
El Paso, as an example, reported an unfathomable 717 cases today in El Paso alone, with 438 people hospitalized. Please do not go to El Paso.
Now, the governor is asking New Mexicans to slow the spread, so that further restrictions will not have to be implemented by the state.
I am always proud of us. I am disturbed and dismayed, and I'm afraid for us. Those are the right reactions to what's going on with COVID. Let's not allow ourselves to be angry or hateful. Let's lift ourselves up. I ask you to take me up on this challenge.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.
The governor also encouraged New Mexicans to get their flu shot following the first case of the flu being reported in the state. With record-breaking COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations in El Paso, the city is rolling back reopening businesses. KTEP's Angelo Cocherga has more.
The mayor of El Paso announced new restrictions during a virtual press conference. The city is coping with a record-breaking surge in COVID-19 cases, dwindling ICU hospital beds, and not enough medical staff. Restaurant occupancy, which had been at 75%, will be limited to 50% and restricted to takeout only after 9 p.m. Bars will remain closed. The mayor stressed that the emergency orders do not impact early voting polling places, which have COVID-19 precautions in place. I'm Angela Cocherga in El Paso.
In more news, today is the UNM College of Pharmacy Community Outreach Day. KRWG News talked with pharmacy student Miguel Lopez, who says events this year are different due to COVID-19.
Most of our presentations are virtual. Flu shot clinics are much smaller. But students, nonetheless, have been finding creative ways of making a positive impact in the health of our community. For example, we paired up with the COVID hotline to help link community to resources. So the COVID hotline is a pharmacist-led initiative from the UNM Poison and Drug Information Center, and we answer questions regarding COVID, and there's many volunteers in the form of retired nurses, pharmacy students, nursing students, medical students, and it's a great interprofessional experience.
Every October, UNM College of Pharmacy students like Lopez deliver health services and information to underserved populations throughout New Mexico. Community Outreach Day also aims to encourage student community service and raise public awareness about the role of pharmacists in healthcare. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way.